This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. Today is one of the most interesting and important podcasts I've ever done. It's with Mike Lindell. He is the founder, as almost everyone knows, of MyPillow, and he was on the cover of Charisma magazine in January. I actually wrote the story myself. I spent 5 or 6 hours visiting him at his headquarters up in Minnesota. It's an amazing story that he's told in his own book called What Are the Odds? It's really something you ought to read. And today I'm going to talk to him about a very important topic, and that is cancel culture. Because if you follow the news at all, you know that he has been canceled in many ways, and it's because he is standing, I believe, for truth. And this is such an important topic that I'm actually writing a book about it. And today, as I'm mentioning this, it's the first time I've publicly talked about my new book called God and Cancel Culture. It's going to be out in September. I'm hard at work on it now. And Mike's story is a very important part of that book. And he talked about some new ventures he's doing, a new platform called Frank, some things having to do with election fraud and all kinds of things you're not going to want to miss. My conversation with Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Mike Lindell, you are one of the best examples of a business that has been the victim of cancel culture. What has happened with MyPillow, especially with these big box stores, and what are you doing about it?
Well, it wasn't just big box stores. It was retailers. It was shopping channels, you know, like your shopping channel in Canada, QVC, HSN, all 22 major retailers. And it's been what I'm doing is I, first of all, I'm not taking them back if they want to come back. They made their choice. I've told them. I talked to them before this happened. I said, these are bots and trolls. These are attack groups that have come out to cancel you out. They're not your real customers anyway. Are they, you know, these aren't real people. And they didn't listen. And they all just piled on out of fear that they were going to get boycotted. Well, then a lot of people did boycott them. Now, a lot of all across the country, they're boycotting your Kohl's. And I get videos every day and from, you know, parking lots of Bed Bath & Beyonds and such. But what I'm doing is I'm doing a couple things. I've hired investigators. These are the best in the world. And they're going to find out who hired the hit jobs, like the sleepinggiants.orgs. And somebody had to hire, somebody's behind the cancel culture. Because for me, all I was doing is out there saying, you know what, I'm out there in a battle with Dominion and the machine fraud in our country, so we don't have elections and ever use these machines again. And I'm out there doing that. It doesn't make sense that you attack a business. And so there's something going on where someone's out there. And this, and they're all combined. You got Wikipedia, you got Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo. This was all part of the, you know, where they've canceled out, not just me, but also, you know, my company in a big way.
What was it that you did that was so egregious that it started all this? Because you've been outspoken and you've been a supporter of Donald Trump for a long time.
Right. And that's it. You're exactly right. To that point, I never, from the time I met him in the summer of 2016 on August 15th, I went in there. I didn't know anything about politics, and I didn't even think they affected us. And I went in there and I talked to him. And from that point on, after that private meeting, and I was all in. So you're exactly right. You know, I was attacked for it, but then they just, you know, they let up and after the initial attack. So it's not like this was something new to anybody that I backed Donald Trump. And so what happened was on January 9th, I got a piece of evidence. Everyone knows for me since November 4th, when I got up and this election was stalled and there was all these deviations. And I didn't let up looking for it. I used my own resources, kept checking out through November, through December, halfway into January. On January 9th, I got a piece of evidence that it was unlike any other. It was actual cyber footprint from the day of the election that shows us the hack by a foreign entity being China and flipping these votes. Well, I posted that. I was so excited. I got a hold of these people and I posted it on Twitter. And that was the start. That day, from that day on, every single day I was attacked in the media. And it was interesting because I kept saying Dominion and talking about the machines, Dominion machine and Smartmatic, of which then I did a deep dive into it and found out, you know, they had the elections, how these machines are rigged, and they go all the way back to Venezuela when they flipped Venezuela in 2 years. So I did my own due diligence. And once I got all the evidence from these people and these guys that worked for the government, both before and some now, and I had these cyber footprints, now I was 100% convinced. So now I went all in trying to get the word out about these machines. Well, then it started. What it started was every single outlet in this country, from the New York Times to the Washington Post, USA Today, CNN, Jim Acosta, all of them, I give them my personal cell phone. I don't have a publicist. I just do. I take them directly, so there's nobody can, not quote me, right? I want to tell them what, you know, speak the truth to them, and they can go print what they want. Well, they did. Every day, they would attack me. I was attacked in the media. It started from that point, and they came out on, in the Daily Mail, they came out with this fake article about me having a romance with some woman I've never met before. And they said that I brought her alcohol and stuff. So they even attacked my Christianity and my Lindell Recovery Network. And the bots and trolls went after all the retailers, everything. This went on for every single day leading up to, and I was in the news every single day. Mike Lindell lost his Twitter. Mike Lindell lost his MyPillow Twitter. Mike Lindell's getting attacked. He lost four more vendors today, four more outlets, four more retailers. Every day was at least something was happening in the news. So I was at the top of the news in this cancel culture battle. Well, what happened then I, you know what? I said, I'm going to make, and no one's, every time I put up evidence anywhere, it got taken down. It was like, you know, and I got attacked and none of the outlets would put it out there. So I thought, well, I'm going to make a documentary, and I made the documentary. It took about 6-7 days, got a group together, flew them into a secret location. We filmed all the evidence and this absolute called Absolute Proof. And I told the media every day that week, I said, you guys wait till February 5th. Now during that, and I'm going to launch this evidence. Well, during that time, Steve, the late night talk show host from Jimmy Kimmel to Saturday Night Live mocked me. Jimmy Kimmel said stuff like, oh, there's crack inside his pillows. What is he on, crack cocaine? He's on crack cocaine again. So it was a vicious attack, and it was across all channels everywhere. And all because I'm just saying that, hey, these, you know, we need to check these machines. They won't show us. You know, I told him on TV, I said, you know, if somebody said there was rocks and knives in my pillows, I said, I would, everybody come here. All you news people come here. Look at this beautiful patented fill. But that's not what happened here. Dominion and Smartmatic, rather than show us what's inside their machines, and they decided they would sue people or bully people into being afraid that they were going to get sued. So that cancel culture, what that did, the canceling our First Amendment right of free speech, they not only canceled me, but they canceled news outlets were afraid to have me on. I went on Newsmax and the guy walked off the thing because I was talking about Dominion. I would not, if I went on some places, they would, like RS, Right Side Broadcast Network. I went on there and I talked about the vaccine. I said one bad thing that I wouldn't take it. They took them off YouTube for 2 weeks. So I was talking about mostly about the machines, once in a while about the vaccine.
Well, have to do with people sleeping on dream sheets or on your pillows? I mean, what does that have to do with it? No, are they just trying to punish you?
Right. They were just trying to attack and to punish me and to get rid of Mike Lindell and my pillow. There's a terrible entity out there behind this. And what's going on out there But anyway, what happened then, right up until the 5th, I said, wait till February 5th. On the morning of February 5th at 9 a.m., I launched Absolute Proof. And when I did that, not one outlet called me. And they had been calling every day. New York Times, Jim Acosta from CNN, Business Insider. It didn't matter. USA Today, Wall Street Journal, none of them called. It was crickets. Well, then the big attacks start. So now I put it up on my Michael J. Lindell site that I've had for 5 years. I just put the movie up there. And I buy my own AdWord, Mike Lindell, so that they, because Google had all this stuff in between, all these articles about a fake pillow of this hog pillow. And they put up 18 articles, all with David, this David Hogg guy, saying he was going to get a pillow to destroy my pillow. And they, so, and that was just fake news. So you have 18 of them, three deep and 18 across to block my site on Google. Well, I kept buying my AdWord. And the price went from 5 cents a click to a dime to 20 cents to 50 cents to a dollar. I didn't care how much money I spent. I wanted people to see this movie and see the absolute proof. Well, Google decided after they took 20-some thousand dollars of my money, said, Mike Lindell's going to keep pressing forward. We're just going to shut him off. So they shut off my Google AdWords so I couldn't buy my own name. They shut it off. I couldn't buy it to go to my own website, MichaelJLindell.com, which also is part of my Lindell Recovery Network, helps addicts and helps people all over the country. So that got attacked. Then Wikipedia, at that same day, they took down my Wikipedia. The gal that run that, she said, you can no longer run this because you're saying too many good things about Mike Lindell. And she, and they shut it. That's a quote, right? Another thing. Then Twitter. I'd already been taken down on Twitter, but then we put up the thing and Vimeo took it off Vimeo. Then we put it on YouTube. YouTube took it down after an hour. Well, then Facebook, when it came up on Facebook, they put a big sign over it and said, contains nudity or profanity. And I mean, this is sick. It's a cancel culture at its finest. Anyway, then all of a sudden, 2 or 3 weeks go by. And over 150 million people see this movie worldwide. And then Dominion, as I'm daring them to sue me because I need to, I can put the evidence out to back to them. They finally sue me after I had, I mean, I had to keep pressing them, you know, sue me. So they sue me. And not only that, they sue my pillow, which had nothing to do with anything, just like you say, Steve. So they sue us both. Now, then all the media kept came calling. I said, gee, New York Times, you didn't call me on from what you didn't call, you didn't write, I didn't hear from you. Because you know what? That cancel culture and that suppression of free speech. What the media did to me on the absolute proof was we're just not gonna bring it up. We're not gonna talk about it, we're not gonna discredit, we're not gonna do nothing. We're gonna bury it. We are gonna just bury it, and which is what they did. So now when they called me up, Dominion sued me, I said, you know what? I said, did you watch Absolute Proof? This was every journalist that called me across the country. And there was at least 25 to 30 of them called me. Or I called some of them because I'm calling them up and saying, hey, did you get the story? Most of them calling me or I'd call them back. They called up. I said, did you watch Absolute? Mike, you're getting sued by Dominion. Your company's getting sued. Do you have a comment on that? You know. Well, you know, they want all this dirt of 2,500 employees that are going to, that they're thinking are going to be, oh, my pillow is going to get buried, a $1.2 billion lawsuit. I said, are you guys journalists or what? I said, did you watch the news on February 5th? Did you watch Absolute Proof? And every one of them, no, I didn't watch it. I said, you sit here and you ask me about Dominion suing me, and I had the proof of what was done with their machines, and you didn't even bother to watch it. Steve, I made every single one of them go watch it, at least the short version at LindellTV.com. I made them all go watch it before I would even talk to them. And one gal tried to lie from the Washington Post. She goes, I said, did you watch it now? And she goes, yeah. I said, well, what's in it? Tell me one person that's in it. She goes, Sydney Paul. I go, wrong answer. She had nothing to do with this. I said, now you can go back and watch the full version. So she had to go back and watch the full version. But what happened there then? You were attacked MyPillow was attacked, and what they said was MyPillow was attacked too. And Mike Lindell, they sued me saying that I did this whole thing talking about election or about these machines, that I did it to get more fame and make more money at MyPillow. And I'm going, wait a minute. I lost 22 retailers over this next year, would have been $65 million. Now, Alan Dershowitz has come on board with my lawyers for like for my on the MyPillow side, and we're countersuing. It's going to be the biggest. I want it to be the biggest class action suit in history. He said it's going to be the biggest First Amendment lawsuit for cancel culture and freedom of speech ever. He said it'll be the most historical, important lawsuit ever.
Now, I've read your book, so I know that when you started, nobody would, you know, none of the stores, you went from store to store and you went to fairgrounds and different things to sell your pillow. And then you landed on this, TV commercial thing and you got huge. And then after you did, then the various retailers wanted your pillow. So are you kind of going back to basics, and how has this really affected your basics in how you started, and how is this affecting your business today?
Well, it's another shift in business where we actually now we just did some more commercials, and we shifted into the millennial market and got a lot more podcasts on board. And now I've got my new platform I'm coming out with called Frank. And this is a YouTube, Twitter. They've been working on 4 years. We have the one guy with me. And we're launching in about 10 days. And it's my own servers, everything, my own center, everything. It'll be the most safe, secure platform. So now all these podcasters that sell my pillow products and stuff can come over. Not only will they be able to speak freely, but also they're going to, I reverse engineer, so people are going to all follow them instead of you earn followers. So, you know, they're going to have a safe platform to do it. But we're doing a lot with podcasts, the TV, the radio, like you say. We're back to the basics. And people are stepping up out there because they're buying direct now, where, you know, a lot of these places, you know, they're the ones that suffered here for not carrying my pillow. Right now, the ones that did stick with us, Walmart did, and their sales are, I think, a double, because people are supporting us. Now, will that sustain and make up for the next year where it would have been over $60 million in sales? I don't know. You know, it's all subjective right now of where that's going to go. But for in the short term run here, everyone stepped it up, and we're, I would now take them back. You know, the thing is, these big box stores, what they've done, the big box stores, they all owe me money. Most of them owe me money. And in fact, I just checked on them today. You got to give these big box, as an entrepreneur, as a small business, you got to give these big box stores credit 60, 90 days before they pay you. Then they don't pay you. It's like pulling teeth. And they want over half the money for doing it. So, you know, I'm starting to learn that a lot of these things I'm going to be, you know, if we get through and come up with different strategies, which we always do at MyPillow when we get through this storm, we come out better on the other side. And
what can the average listener or reader do to help you? Like, for example, I was asking my wife, now, who do we know that we could buy a MyPillow for, you know, and give it to him as a gift, just to help Mike? Are people stepping up like that? Are they contacting the stores and complaining? How can people help you?
Well, they're all complaining at the stores. That's one thing. But the biggest thing they can do is people, if everybody knows now, this is kind of a good time to tell everyone. We have 110 products. We are launching our new slipper line we've worked on for 2.5 years. The most amazing slippers you're ever going to walk in. They have this technology in there. It's made out of U.S. soybeans, this impact gel. And then with the patent in MyPillow Fill, and all this, it's like walking on a cloud. I mean, but we have all these new products, and it's kind of perfect timing for people. So, I've been giving out a code. You can use ML66, save up to 66% on all the products, you know, up to some are 50% off, some are running just all kinds of sales on launching these new products. And, you know, we have bathrobes, we have comforters, we have duvets, we have all these people, artist friend of mine, we have all this stuff for his printed pillowcases. And then we have that. And then, Steve, we're also going to be launching mystore.com, which that's been sitting there, and that's got like a shopping channel combination Amazon. And, you know, I am right now, because I'm, you know, my focus right now is obviously on this election, getting this election fraud out there, and in 6 weeks, getting this case, my case, before the Supreme Court. That's what I'm going to try, and we're launching the media or the social media platform, Frank. But this is next in line. Right now, I just have the mystore.com connected into the side of my pillow. But these are entrepreneurs in the United States. All these, I have over, I think there's over 200 on there of their products to help out our entrepreneurs, where Amazon and these big conglomerates just screw people over and bring in copycat products and have just monopolized during, especially during this China virus, where they have monopolized things. And the, all these online platforms, your Googles, your Amazons, and your Fave, they've all just, you know, flourished and gotten busier and busier. This is the way people can help, though, is just, support my 2,500 employees. They're busy. They're, you know, they have all have families. I told Dominion, shame on you. You know, sue me. We can, you know, I'll throw my evidence back on that. But they go after MyPillow, who had nothing to do with the, you know, what Mike Lindell's out there doing as their CEO. This is a company that's a lot of employees have stock. It's like employee owned, and where many employees have stock. And there's all these, we have careers here. If you talk to any one of my employees, they would say that's their career. When you come to MyPillow, you rarely leave, because it's such really good pay. Really, we're like a big family. We do stuff at MyPillow. At MyPillow, if you have a death in your, I don't care who it is, somebody close to you, it could be your neighbor's neighbor or whatever. We pay you while you're out grieving, and you can just grieve as long as you want to come back. I'm sick of like corporate America where you go, okay, it's your uncle, you got to be back tomorrow. Okay, your kid, something happened to your kid or your parents, we'll give you 3 days. And it's just horrific. And if someone has a problem at MyPillow with addiction, we get them help. We pay them while they're in there. When they come out, so they have money, and we put them in the right places for help. So it's just a shame, the stuff, the culture and stuff we built at MyPillow, for them to be attacked by this cancel culture, and then Dominion sues them. Shame on them. But we will find out. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm putting all my resources out there, and private investigators, everything, to see why would you, you brought it up, Steve. Why would these guys attack MyPillow? Because a guy's out there, me, Mike Lindell, with free speech, saying things like, you know what? This election, here's the evidence I have. Dominion, why don't you let us look at these machines? Or I'm out there saying, you know what? I won't take the vaccine. You know, I just don't understand it. I thought we were a country where free speech was the First Amendment in the country. Right now, what's come into our country, this attack by communism and socialism that came in, this trying to be a number one on the attack and flipping this election, but they've come in. Everybody is seeing it now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you're seeing that this is something we've never seen before. The first thing they do, like, they think back to Nazi Germany, they canceled out free speech, and then you cancel that out, and then you just cancel out people. And if you don't have your voices, and then pretty soon you're listening to just one voice, the voice of this evil media that's out there that is either not talking, or when they do, it's all a narrative, whatever narrative they're pushing, of somebody up there somewhere that has some huge agenda to take our country.
You know, of course, the cancel culture has affected a lot of other people, including people who've spoken up about COVID, a lot of Christian people and organizations. You know, they're even trying to cancel Oral Roberts University in the NCAA, you know, due to their biblical stand on various issues. So what can the average person do that, you know, isn't huge or famous like Mike Lindell, who is experiencing this? And maybe you could also talk, which is actually an extension of what we were talking about before, of how can or how should Christians and other conservatives stand together when all this is happening, because there are millions of people who agree with you and don't buy into all this other garbage.
Well, what they can do, you right now, I have lindelltv.com, but like I say, in 10 to 14 days, I'm launching Frank. we're going to have every day. I'm going to have, here's going to be the real news. Here's going to be the stuff we can do. We do have plans. I have all kinds of plans, and so do people that are out there. I became kind of a hub of a wheel where God's put me in this position of this platform, given, blessed me with this huge platform and notoriety. Everybody is coming to me. And there, but these great groups on the ground that are working, there are there, you know, these other, you know, churches. And like you say, the Christians, they've all been attacked. There's so many of my friends that have lost their YouTube, lost their voice, and lost their livelihood. And we are going to have that. But for right now, you know, it's just another, I'd say another 10 to 14 days. But, you know, for now, we can't give in ever now to this, like, especially like the cancel culture. But I think it's right now, it's God showing everybody, you know, hey, just think about 14 months ago, we had, everything was going great, and all these freedoms and everything. Look what 14 short months can do. We are flipped on our heads. So I really think right now it's for everybody to see, and see what what was taken from us and what's going to be taken from us. And when we, what we need to do is everyone, first of all, recognize that, and then, you know, not give in to the, not give in out of fear. I think people, you need to fear one thing, and that's fear of the Lord. You cannot live in fear anymore. That's how they take everything. They're living in fear of being sued, living in fear of this, political correctness, that. Don't talk about that because you might, and they do it through, a lot of it through bots and trolls and social media now, or in the mainstream media, just boom, attacking a person. And then canceling them out because other people are going, wow, I don't want to end up like that guy. Well, I'll tell you what, it's all going to be gone if you don't stand up now. This is it. This is the turning point in history. We are living in the greatest time in history, I believe. Why? Because we've seen miracles unfold here where all, you know, the miracles, even in the election, when this was flipped, when it was flipped on, like, the machine algorithms broke on election night, so all these people voted that what they didn't expect. So that this attack on our country was now found out. We're going to find, you know, we're going to fix our election things. We're not going to have machines. When this all manifests out, when we get through this, I believe, you know, if everybody doesn't live in fear and we get through it and you make a stand, if you don't want to take a vaccine, don't take it. That, you know, this is, I firmly believe it's Mark of the Beast in the Bible. They're trying to do it over in Israel. Make you take it, and then you don't get to work. You don't get to have a job. This is all part of the plan. You can't, you've got to be able to speak your mind, stick with it, and don't give in to fear. And when we, if we all do that, what's going to happen is we're going to get through this. You're going to have the greatest uniting of a country you've ever seen in history, and it's going to be the greatest revival, bringing people back to Jesus, and we will once again be one nation under God.
Boy, that's a wonderful vision to have. As you were talking, I was thinking of some earlier interviews I've had with you where I've seen you in different settings, and you are always energetic and positive, just like you are today. You know, for most of us, if we had all that pressure and all those bad things said, you know, we would feel, you know, you talk about a spirit of fear, but I mean, we would feel down. We'd be discouraged. You seem to be the same as always, or maybe even more positive. What are you doing? What is it like for Mike Lindell, the person, to endure all of this? And what are you doing to stay positive?
Well, okay, I'm going to tell everybody right now. It's my faith. Okay. So if I already know God's got his hand in all of this. And if you're out there and people are saying, they say to me all the time, Mike, my prayers didn't get answered. They don't get answered. You know, these dates went by. Let's just talk about the election. All of a sudden, November 3rd, December 14th, January 6th, January 20th, March 4th, my prayers didn't get answered. Well, you know what? That might not be God's will. And where is God's will? God's will is in the Word. So, you know, you got to get in the Word, stay in the Word, and then you can be proactive in prayer. When I'm proactive in prayer, I get out there, and my faith, I don't have a plan B. They go, well, Mike, what if this doesn't happen? I go, I 100% believe it. And Steve, you know me. When I put my faith out there and I believe it, and I prayed about it, and I just, to me, then it's easy when you know you're doing the, everyone, all of us have a calling. Every one of us has a calling. And, you know, that's why that Proverbs 3:5-6 is my favorite thing in the Bible. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understandings. In all ways, acknowledge him and he will guide your paths. For me, I mean, I've come from some very bad paths. You've read my book, you know, so for me, it's like, it takes away all the fear. I give it to God. And, you know, if the times we're in right now, I compare it, like we're living inside of a big movie. And if you look, you know, and this is just, people say, well, this is the bad part of the movie. I'm going, this is the exciting part of the movie. This is going to be the greatest, you know, you've seen in 1 year what the devil can do to our, to a country and people. Well, you know, wait till you see what God's going to do with his miracle. And that's why, you know, for me, I'm always positive because it's not me. It's, you know, I give the glory to God and it's, it makes it really easy. I don't, if there's something that doesn't, a door that doesn't open and, well, maybe it's not supposed to be open or one that closed and not be supposed to be reopened. And I'll tell you, I think in my life, and I think if everybody looks in their life and you see a one in a million happen, a one in a billion, hence my book, What Are the Odds? And something that happens, you can't even say this is impossible. When you put it all together and say this has, you know, it has to be a miracle, or this has to be, you know, when do you call it a miracle? Well, what we're in right now, we're going to look back, and I can tell everyone this, you're going to look back someday. And you're going to go, people are going to look back and say, wow, if this hadn't all happened just the way it did, we wouldn't have ended up in this great spot we're in, the most amazing spot in history, and which I believe is coming. And here's the other thing. If I'm wrong, it's the end times. We all go to heaven and hallelujah. We win either way. That's the way I look at it.
That's a great way to look at it. And you've given me so much good information, and we're recording this in late March of 2021. Of course, people will be listening to this months and months from now, but for right now, Frank is not out, and we will do everything we can to help you get out the word, but I'm guessing millions of people to sign up for this new platform.
Oh yeah. And they're all going to be coming over because I know most all the influencers. I know all the podcasters from your Diamond and Silks to your David Harris's to your, Dinesh D'Souza's and all the media, all the media outlets, you know, that are, you know, your Right Side Bride, they're going to come over, and now they're going to have a bigger audience than they have before. If their audience comes over, all the people on the platform are following them. You do it in reverse. And so when you sign up for, if you're just a person, you sign up for Frank, you're going to automatically be connected to all these influencers. And then if you want to desubscribe or unsubscribe to some, you can. And the whole platform's free. I'm not monetizing a thing right now. I just want to get the word out. I want people to be able to talk. I told these influencers, I said, you know what? You get kicked off of YouTube, you're going to get a bonus. That means you're speaking the truth, or at least you're speaking freely. One of the two, you know?
So tell us again how people can find out about Frank. And once again, how they can get some of these resources, including your documentary.
Yeah. Okay. You can go to LindellTV.com. We're giving away free DVDs there, two of the documentary at LindellTV.com. And Frank, you can go frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com will be that's where the landing page is now. I'll give you the updates when it's coming here in 10 to 14 days. I do want to say this. I'll announce it here. We just filmed another documentary, and actually two. And that'll be coming out within 7 to 10 days. And that, hopefully I have Frank up by then. But otherwise, the last one was seen by 150 million. This one's going to be seen by 500 million is my goal. And people around the world are watching what's happening. And then we get through this, and then we got to, you know, I'm going to start pushing what I believe about the vaccine, because anyone that tells people that they should have to take a vaccine, put something in their body. I said this, I was talking to people in Israel. I go, you know what, if you got the vaccine and all these people that want to take it, take it. And it's got access to everyone. Then what do you care if I take it or not? You know, and they go, well, less people will die. I go, you don't need to worry about me. I believe if I take it, I have a 20 million times more chance of dying than not taking it.
And I agree with you on that. And I just want to thank you for standing up for truth. You know, a lot of us saw Donald Trump as our hero. He still is. But now we have a new hero with Mike Lindell. And we all need to get behind what you're doing. You know, what they're doing to you, they're going to try to do to everyone who agrees with the truth. It's very, very serious. And I just want to thank you for fitting in this podcast with all the many, many things you're doing. And we'll keep in touch.
All right. Thanks, Steve. God bless you all. Thank you.
This is Stephen Strang again. I wanted to give a closing thought. This was an important interview. I think it's very interesting. And I mentioned my new book, God and Cancel Culture. It just went on sale on Amazon.com this week. And of course, people will be listening to this for a long, long time. My deadline's in May. The book will actually come out right around Labor Day. And if you'd like, you can go online on Amazon.com and order it, and then they'll ship it to you the day it releases and bill you at that time. And it helps us if you go ahead and order the book. I think you'll find it very, very important. As I said, Mike is going to be a big part of the book, but there's a lot of things now that I have decided it's time to announce it. I wanted to wait until it was actually available on Amazon.com. So you go on Amazon.com, you put in my name, Stephen Strang, Stephen with a P-H, S-T-R-A-N-G, no E on the end, and it'll pull up all the books I've written, including God and Cancel Culture, or you could just put in, and maybe this is easier, God and Cancel Culture, and it'll pop up and it'll say book. You click on it, you order it, and I think that you'll enjoy the book. Of course, we'll be promoting it widely. It's one of the most important books that I've written because it's what's going on in America, you know, about the country moving to the left, what's happening with cancel culture, canceling Christians, not just businessmen like Mike Lindell, but in the podcast, you'll remember that he said that he felt he was being attacked in some way, even for being a Christian. I believe there's an attempt in our culture going back many years to cancel Christianity in the culture, and it's becoming more and more aggressive all the time. So my book will help you to understand what's going on, but also help you know what you can do and that we should stand strong, just like Mike Lindell said. We've got to stand strong. We cannot be intimidated. And this could be the greatest time for the church. By the way, if you're interested in any of my other books, you can go on stevestrangbooks.com. That's my name, Steve Strang Books, with an S, all one word, stevestrangbooks.com, and you can order my previous books that I've written on Donald Trump. I start this new one by saying, this book is not about Donald Trump. It's about what God is doing in our country and in our world today, and I think that you'll really enjoy it. And I appreciate your support. We need to support Mike Lindell, like we talked about in the podcast. We need to support each other. We cannot be passive. And it's times like this that the body of Christ can come together in a very, very important way. And in that way, good comes out of all the bad stuff that's happening. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report podcast. I'm just a couple of weeks away from hitting 10 million downloads. And this podcast with Mike Lindell may be so big that it actually puts me over the top. My podcasts with him have always been big. Please share it with people. And also share the things that he told you about, that he gave the web address and so forth. And let's support MyPillow. We all need to do our part to support each other. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm Stephen Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.